大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
在今天晚上的聚会，我们要继续来查考以西结书。
In this evening service, I would like to continue our study on the book of Ezekiel.
那今天晚上我们要查考37章。
Today we will study starting from chapter 37.
以西结书的33章是另外一个阶段的开始。
Starting from Ezekiel chapter 33, it becomes the second part of the book.
以西结书的33章以前是在讲神公义的警告与审判。
Previous to chapter 33, it talks mainly about the judgment and the righteousness and the justice of God.
但是从33章以后一直到结束，就是在讲神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
But then from chapter 33 to the end of the book, it talks aboutThe mercy and the love of God.
所以从整本圣经我们可以看到神的两个很重要的本性，就是他的公义跟慈爱。
And so from this whole book, we can very clearly see the two very important divine nature of God, which is the righteousness and His mercy.
因为神的公义，所以他不能够忍受他的选民活在罪里面。
Because of his righteousness, his people cannot continue to dwell in sin.
因此他警告他们要回头。
Therefore, he warned his people that they must return and repent.
但是当选民心硬不回头。
But when his people were stubborn at heart,
神就允许巴比伦来攻打他们。
God allowed the kingdom of Babylon to come into the promised land and attack his people.
那最后把他们掳到巴比伦70年。
Taken them into captivity for 70 years.
那在痛苦当中，他们悔改回头。
And in their suffering, they repented and they asked for forgiveness.
那神就带领他们回来。
And then God led them back into their homeland.
那重新跟他们建立盟约的关系。
And to renew His covenant with the people.
就是重新以公义以慈爱怜悯来对待他们。
And that is to say, once again, has His love and mercy for His people.
所以诗篇里面说，一夜虽然有哭泣，早晨又必欢呼。
And so that's why in the book of Proverbs it says, at night there is wailing and tears, but in the morning there is joy.
有时候我们因为做的不合神的旨意，好像神丢弃了我们，我们就哭泣了。
Sometimes when we do not do according to the will of God, it seems as though God has forsaken us.And we are sorrowful and in tears.
我们所面对好像黑暗一样，没有什么希望。
Seem as though we are hopeless in the darkness of our life.
但是我们懂得悔改回头。
But if we know how to repent and to return,
我们又看到阳光，我们又看到神的怜悯跟慈爱。
Once again, we see the light and we see the hope.
那就是欢呼喜乐。
And the mercy of God, and that is the joy in the morning.
神的怒气不过是一时，但是神的恩典是一生一世。
The wrath of God is only temporarily, but the love and mercy of God is eternal.
这是我们在信仰生活常常可以体验得到的。
This is something we personally experience in our own personal journey of faith.
那从37章这里有提到三件事情。
So in chapter 37, it mentioned three kinds of things.
那这三件事情就是要把这个属灵的国度再建立起来。
And these three events basically resembles that the spiritual kingdom will once again be established.
以西结书的开始在提到神的荣耀。
In the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, it talks about the glory of God.
然后提到这个荣耀，神的荣耀就停留在当时大卫所建造的圣殿。
And that the glory of God stopped at the generation of King David when he had built the temple for the Lord.
所以那个圣殿在献殿的时候，连祭司都没有办法站立。
That even when at the time of dedication of the temple, even the priests are unable to stand firm on their ground.
整个圣殿充满着荣光。
Because the whole temple was filled with the glory of God.
神充满在圣殿与他们同在。
And so God filled the holy temple and to dwell among the people.
那渐渐就因为以色列百姓拜偶像。
But because eventually the people worshipped idols.
所以神的荣耀就从圣所就出来。
That the glory of the Lord started to depart from the holy temple.
然后停在耶路撒冷的城上。
and then stopped on top of the city of Jerusalem.
那最后他们还是不回头，神的荣耀就离开了。
And in the end, they still were unwilling to repent, and so the glory of God departed.
那神的荣耀一离开，巴比伦就来。
And so once the glory of God departed from the people, the king, the people of Babylon came and attacked them.
就打败了他们，就把圣殿都毁掉。
And so with victory over them, and then destroyed the holy temple of God.
这个是以西结书的前半段。
This is the first half of the book of Ezekiel.
但是我们看到以西结的后半句不太一样。
But then we look, there is a great difference in the second half, the book of Ezekiel.
以西结的后半讲到最后就是在讲主耶稣再来以前的荣耀的教会。
The second half of the book of Ezekiel talks about the great glory before the second coming of Christ.
那个教会是建筑在高山上。
That this holy temple of God will be established high upon the mountains.
那个教会要重新再充满神的荣耀。
That church, that temple will once again be filled with the great glory of God.
所以以西结书是从物质的殿一直讲到属灵的殿。
And so we see a progression in the book of Ezekiel in which it talks about the material temple eventually into the spiritual temple.
是从以西结那个世代一直讲到主耶稣再来。
From the generation of Ezekiel up until the time of Jesus Christ.
所以我们越读圣经越发现圣经真的是很深奥。
And so the more you read about the Bible, the Word of God, you find it even more mysterious.
整个神救赎的计划都在圣经里面隐藏。
The great salvation plan of God has been revealed in this book.
那么照着神的时间这样一步一步一直实现出来。
And it is according to God's time that it is revealed in its right time and place.
那这个神的殿要重新建造有一个过程。
And so for the rebuilding of the temple, there is a process.
我们三十七章的第一节一直到第十节。
And so chapter 37, verse 1 to verse 10.
这是一个很大的神迹。
This was about a great miracle.
也是以西结所看到的异象。
This is also a vision seen by prophet Ezekiel.
就是神的灵把他带到旷野去。
That is the spirit of the Lord carried him into the wilderness.
那在第一节的下半句。
And then the second half of verse 1.
说这平原遍满着骸骨。
And that he sat down in the midst of the valley and was full of bones.
那第二节,
Verse 2.
在平原的骸骨很多, 而且极其枯干。
And so there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry.
我们知道骸骨第一个没有生命。
You know that bones have no life in themselves.
第二个没有价值。
And second, it is of no value.
那这个骸骨到底指的什么?
And so what does these dry bones signify?
十一节。
Verse 11.
主对我说，人子啊，你看见这个骸骨就是以色列全家。
He says, then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
这是从属灵上来看。
And from this spiritual perspective,
以色列人全家还有一些余数余民，他们还活着，好好的。
That they're in the house of Israel, there are still captive, those who are still remnants of the people.
但是从属灵上来说，因为他们已经离开了神。
But in the spiritual aspect, because they have departed far away from God,
so 11 节说他们的骨头枯干了。
So 11 verse 11 therefore described their life as that of dry bones.
我们的指望失去了。
That they have lost their hope.
已经变成枯干的骨头，还有什么盼望？
Our hope is lost. We ourselves are cut off.
所以在我们还没有认识主耶稣以前，
And so before we come to know Jesus Christ,
可能从世界的这个角度来看，我们是令人羡慕的。
From the worldly perspective, maybe we were admired by other people.
好的工作，好的收入，好的家庭，好的生活。
We have successful family, a career, a good income.
但是再换一个方向来看。
But then if we look at our life from another perspective.
从属灵上来看，我们可能就是一堆死人的骨头。
From that of the spiritual perspective, we may be more like that of the dry bones.
因为我们活在罪里面。
Because we live our life in sin.
我们与那个生命的泉源，就是天上的神隔绝。
We have been disconnected from the fountain of living water, which is Lord God Himself.
在灵性上，我们是一堆死人的骨头。
And so in the spiritual sense, we are a group of dry bones.
是没有价值，也是没有希望。
We are without value and we are without hope.
那如果我们这样了解，我们才会觉得说救恩的可贵。
And so if we have this understanding, then we will come to understand the preciousness of our salvation.
想想看，如果今天我们家里啊有两个人死了。
Let's think about this. If in our house there are two people who died,
我们是何等的伤心。
And how sorrowful we may be.
但是神的灵一运行，这两个人都活起来。
But then the Spirit of God moved among both of them, and they both are revived.
那是何等的喜乐。
And then how joyful we become.
因为死代表一个永远的诀别。
Because death means that we are forever disconnected.
就没有希望。
There is no hope.
那一活起来。
But once they become alive,
就有希望了。
There is hope.
所以从属灵上来讲。
And so from that of the spiritual sense,
信主耶稣就是死人的骨头啊重新And、
to believe in Lord Jesus Christ is to once again reestablish this dry bones and make it into something valuable and with hope.
这一种事情谁做得到?
And so with such kind of event, who can make it possible?
第三节,
Verse 3.
他对我说, 人子啊, 这是骸骨能够复活吗?
And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live?
啊, 我说, 主啊, 你是知道的。
So I answered, O Lord God, you know.
所以以西结也不敢回答, 这是骸骨能够活, 他是人啊, 他能够
So actually, Ezekiel dare not really answer the question because he's only mere man. How can he answer such a question?
对，要说你是神啊，你知道的。
He said, "You are God. You know."
哦，好，那现在神就对他说。
And then God spoke to him.
说你向骸骨发预言，第四节。
Prophesize to these bones, verse 4.
好，要听神的话。
And say and listen to the word, hear the word of the Lord.
说第五节。
Verse 5.
这些骸骨说。我必使气息进到你们里面，你们就要活。
Thus says Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
然后第六节。
Six.
啊，你们就长筋长肉，又皮就包起来，气息再吹到你们里面，你们就活了。
I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live.
神造人用泥土造的。
When God created man, He created man with dirt of the earth.
有时我们看小孩子也是在。玩家家酒也是用泥土在造人啊。
And sometimes we look at little young children that play Play-Doh or something, they use it to shape into things.
但是那个人不会动啊，那泥土造的。
But those things don't come alive because they're just playthings.
但是神造的人有什么不同呢？
But why is it that God created things are so different?
神吹了一口气，他就成为有灵的活人。
That God breathed air into man and he becomes a living being.
所以神的这一口气非常有力量。
And so this breath of God is full of power.
而且有生命
and it has life.
因此这个骸骨要活起来，要神的气吹过去，它就活起来。
And so, for these dry bones to become alive, it needs and requires the breath of God to breathe into them.
而且它就开始长筋、长肉、长皮。
And then it begins sinews and flesh and skin will become a part of these bones.
那这就是一种改变。
And this means there is a transformation.
一种成长。
There is a growth, a process.
这个改变跟成长就是因为神的气息吹在里面。
And this transformation and growth comes about because the breath of God has entered into these bones.
今天如果没有神。
Today, if it is without God.
人类是彻底的绝望。
Man is forever in lost despair and without hope.
因为我们没有办法解决罪。
Because we cannot solve the issue of sin.
我们没有办法解决罪所带来的死。
We cannot solve the death that comes with sin.
但就是因为主耶稣来世界。
But because Lord Jesus Christ came into this world,
他带给我们盼望。
He had brought us hope.
主耶稣要升天以前。
Before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
他说我如果去
He said, because I go,
我就要赐下圣灵。
Then I will bring back to you the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就是以西结37章的气息。
And this Holy Spirit is what is equivalent to the breath described in Ezekiel chapter 37.
所以主耶稣升天以后。
And so after the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
门徒就开始祷告。
Then the apostles, the disciples pray.
祷告什么？
What do they pray about?
祷告主耶稣所应许那个神的气息能够吹在他们身上。
They pray for the promised breath that Lord Jesus Christ has prophesied to them while he was with them about the Holy Spirit.
照着神的应许他们得圣灵。
And so according to the promise, they received the Holy Spirit.
所以从第二章开始他们就开始了传道理。
And so from chapter 2 of Acts, you see that they begin to minister, to preach.
3,000 个人在听彼得证道。
And so 3,000 people listen to the words of Peter.
从属灵上来讲，这3,000个人就是死人的骨头。
So from the spiritual sense, these 3,000 people initially were dry bones in the valley.
是活在罪里面，是没有生命，是没有希望。
They lived in sin. They were without hope. They were in despair.
是没有价值的。
They were without value.
但是当这个彼得的神的话借着彼得感动了他们。
But when through Peter God moved the people and his words,
就了解我们今天变成死人的骨头，那个根源就是我们有罪。
And then they began to realize we are this dry bones and that we have this sin within us.
所以他们就悔改。
And so they repented.
悔改受洗。
They repented and they were baptized.
又得圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit.
所以那个气息吹在亚当，那个气息就吹到这三千个人身上。
And so the breath that into Adam also into these 3,000 listeners.
所以从第二章的下半，我们就开始看到他们属灵的改变。
And so from the end of chapter 2 of Acts, we see the transformation of these 3,000 people.
他们就过新的生活。
They live a new life.
遵守使徒的教训。
They listen to the words of the apostles.
过团契的生活。
And they live a way of fellowship.
常常祷告。
They continuously prayed.
然后彼此相爱，像一个家庭。
And they love one another like one family.
那我们仔细再回来看这个三十七章，这一群死人的骨头活起来要变成什么？
Now coming back to chapter 37 of Ezekiel, after these dry bones become alive, what do they do?
我们看第十节
，verse ten.
于是我遵命说，气预言气息就进入骸骨，骸骨变活着，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came up into them, and they lived.And stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army.
最后变成军队。
They become an exceedingly great army.
军队要做什么？
What is the purpose of an army?
军队要打战。
An army is geared up for war.
所以这三千个人被圣灵充满。
And so these 3,000 people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
每一个人在灵里面都是一个很像神的一个人。
Each one of them in spirit has become the likeness of Christ.
这个就是人的尊贵。
And so this becomes the preciousness of a human being.
这个就是人的价值。
And this is the value of a person.
所以人的尊贵跟价值不在乎我的外在有什么。
And so the measure of value and preciousness of a person's life is not dwell upon his material possession or in his physical sense.
这都像草像花。
These are all like that of grass and the flowers of the field, which withers and dies.It has its value,
但是会凋谢
but it will gradually wither and perish. It will pass away.
人的价值在乎他里面有神的形象
But the value of human beings is within himself, the inner being to be the likeness of Christ.
那这种属灵的改变就要有气息吹进去
And so this spiritual transformation requires the breath of God.
后来这三千个人受到逼迫
And so these 3,000 believers were persecuted.
所以他们就开始搬家。
And so they began to move out.
那每一次所搬到的地方开始传福音。
And every time they moved to a new place, they preached the word of God.
一直到安提阿。
Up until Antioch.
好多人信耶稣。
A lot of people believed.
所以这三千个人就变成军队。
And so these 3,000 people likened that to a great army.
为主耶稣打美好的仗。把神的救恩传到每个地方。
They have fought a great battle for Christ in order to preach the word of God.
所以我们再看到我们整个教会的发展。
And so if you look into the growth of our church,
1917年成立以后
,1917 when it was established,
因为圣灵的权柄跟能力很快的传到中国的南方。
Because of the power and the mightiness of the Holy Spirit that are the word of God spread.
传到南亚。
And so it went to Southeast Asia.
然后传到世界每一个角落。
And then from there on throughout the world.
所以这些人本来是死人的骨头，因为圣灵的充满就能够为神打美好的仗。
So likewise, initially these people were also like dry bones, but because they have the breath of the Holy Spirit, they also became a great army to fight the good battle for the Lord.
所以这是神要建立他的国的第一步。
And so this is the first step in which God established His kingdom.
要让死人的骨头活起来，变成极大的军队。
So that the dead bones can become alive and become a great army.
那我们现在进到第二段。
Let's go into the second event.
这个第二段从十一节开。从十五节开始。
The second event begins in verse 15.
一直到二十三节。
To verse 23.
这里神叫以西结是说拿两根木杖。
And here it says, God said to Ezekiel that you take two sticks.
在十五节说要取一根上面写犹大，写犹大和他的同伴以色列。
It says, take a stick for yourself and write on it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions.
占另外一根就是写着以色列全家。
Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim and all the house of Israel, his companions.
所以这两根杖啊，就是代表 还没有被掳以前，他们所分裂的以色列国跟犹大国。
And this resembles that before they were taken into captivity, their kingdom was split into northern and southern kingdoms.
其实犹大国跟以色列国本来是同一个国家。
Actually, the country of Israel and that of Judah initially were of one country.
是所罗门死了以后。
It was after the time of King Solomon.
他的孩子罗伯安做王。
After his son King Rehoboam took the throne,
那百姓就来要求说，请你把我们的重担减轻，把我们的税就要降低。
And when the Israelites came to him and said, "Oh, ease up our burdens and the heavy yoke your father had laid upon us."
但是罗伯安不听从百姓的要求。
But King Rehoboam did not listen to the plea of the people.
所以这个国家就分成北国跟南国。
And so the country was divided into two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom.
所以这两根杖就是代表北国跟南国。
And so these two sticks resembles the northern and the southern kingdom.
但是为什么神要叫取这两根杖呢？
So why is it that God called for these two sticks?
17节。
17。
你要使这两根木杖接连为一，在你的手成为一根。
Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand.
我们再看十九节。
Let's look into verse 19.
你就对他们说：“主如此说，我要将约瑟和他的同伴以色列支派的杖，就是在那以法中手杖和犹大的杖啊，一同接连为一，在我的手中成为一根。”请。
Surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand.
这里特别讲，在我的手中要成为一根。
It says, in my hand, they will be one.
我们知道两根杖就是两根杖。
When we say two sticks, it's very clearly it's two sticks.
那两根杖你怎么要把它变成一根？
Two sticks, how do you make it become one?
现在来讲，当然就是要一些工具啊，要一些东西把它锁在一起。
Of course, if you were to do this yourself, you would today use extra tools like a duct tape or anything to make it into one.
但是这里神告诉以西结说，在我的手就成为一根。
But then here, God said to Prophet Ezekiel, "In my hand, it will become one."
这个犹大国跟以色列国，它都是神的选民。
The people of Judah and the people of Israel were all the chosen people of God.
所以神的选民本来就应该要合一。
And so the chosen people of God were intended to become one.
但是在还没有被掳以前，就是分成两个国家。
But before they were taken into captivity, they were divided into two.
那就是有两个王。
There were two kings.
那一直到被掳回来才合一。
It was until after the time of captivity that they become one.
我们再看二十二节。
Let's look into verse 22.
我要使他们在那地以色列国山上成为一国，有一个王做他们众民的王，他们不再为两国，绝不再分成两国。
And I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again.
这里神讲得很肯定，很清楚。
Here God says it very determined and very clearly.
在以色列山上，他们要成为一国。
That in the mountains of Israel, they will have be one nation.
只有一个王做他们的众民的王。
There will be only one king to reign over them.
我们知道圣经讲的话都是双关的。
We know that the words in the Bible is parallel.
一方面是在讲他们被掳以后，这个犹太人跟以色列人他们真的合成一个国家。
In one aspect, after their captivity, it is telling us the prophecy about the two nations will become one.
但是我们知道旧约时代以色列百姓是神的选民，是在预表新约时代信耶稣的这种神真正的选民。
But at the same time, we know that the chosen people of Israel in the New, in the Old Testament prefigures the chosen people of God in the New Testament.
所以这个神的选民到最后要合成一，这是神的旨意。
And so it is God's will in the end that God's chosen people will be united into one.
因此这个神的选民如果分成两国、三国、一百国，这个是不正常的。
Because if it is the chosen people of God and they split into two or more nations or kinds of people, then it is not according to His will.
神只有一个。
God is only one.
主耶稣的身体只有一个。
The body of Christ is only one.
神的国度只有一个。
The kingdom of God is only one.
所以合成一国，这本来就是神的旨意。
And so to be united into one nation, it is the intended will of God.
那怎么让神的选民能够合一？
So how is it possible to make His people into one?
这个十九节最后一句我们刚刚有读的。
Verse 19 in the end we have read.
说这两根杖要合成一，在我的手中成为一根。
They will be one in my hand.
所以关键是在我的手中，就是在神的手中。
So the importance dwells here that it will be one in God's hand.
如果把神擦掉，就没有合一。
If you erase God from the equation, then they will never become one.
所以今天神的选民要合一，这是神的工作，把神拿掉就不可能。
And so today for the chosen people of God to become one, it is the work of God. If you take God out of the equation, it will not happen. When we go and preach in Africa, and then a lot of people come up to us and say, I am a bishop. Actually, they declare themselves this title. They establish a few churches around the neighborhood and then they declare themselves as bishop. And so when we go evangelize, we realize there are two kinds of people.
一种的教会领导者，他强调这个教会是我创办的。
The two kinds of leaders of different churches. And one kind is that they emphasize greatly saying that this is a church in which I established with my own hands.
我们就发现，不论你怎么跟他谈，就是没有办法合一。
And then we realize that no matter how you discuss the gospel with them, they are unwilling to be united.
因为当他的心里在想说，这是我创办的。
Because if it is in his heart, have this firm confirmation that this is a church which I built with my own hands.
有我在里面，神就没有办法做工了。
If I am in, since he is in this equation, God is not in the equation, then it will not work.
但是也有的这个创办人很谦卑。
But then there are other churches who establish churches, leaders who establish churches.
他觉得神只是用我来做建设这些教会。
And they feel that it is only because they are a vessel of God that it is through them that God established church.
所以当一个领导者愿意把我拿掉的时候，神就出现了。
And so when such kind of leader willing to take himself out of the equation, you will see God work.
我们就发现合一是可能的。
Then you will realize that it's possible to be united with us.
有一次我们在奈及利亚。
One time we were in Nigeria.
遇到一个基督教派的一个独立教派的领导者，他自己建设七间教会。
We met a leader in which he established seven dependent denominations.
那这个他的教会的特色就是守安息日。
And the specialty of his church was they observed the Sabbath day.
那我们就传福音给他们。
And so we preached share the gospel with them.
他就很高兴接受，会发现竟然有一个从其他国家来守安息日的教会。
And then he was very happy to see us and hear us because he did not think that there was another church, another foreign church in which they observed the Sabbath day.
后来这个创办人啊，得圣灵了。
And then this leader actually received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵以后，他就说，那我要洗礼。
And then after he received the Holy Spirit, he said, I want to be baptized.
那我们传道人就跟他查考道理。
And so the ministers shared the words of God with him.
他都能接受。
And he accepted them all.
所以他说要洗礼。
And so he wants to be baptized.
要洗礼，我们在最后讲一个条件。
And so when he was about to be baptized, we tell him the last requirement.
因为他在教会里面有一个特别座。
Because in his own church, he has his own special seat.
就在讲台的后面。
Right behind the pulpit.
这个人头发白白。
And his hair is white.
留个胡须。
And then he has a long mustache.
穿了一个长袍。
And he wears a long robe.
拿了一根杖。
And he has a staff in his hand.
所以他坐在后面看起来有一点像摩西。
And so when he sits on that seat and behind the pulpit, he looks like Moses.
你要洗礼。当然非常好。
It's good that you want to be baptized.
但是如果你要洗礼。
But if you want to be baptized in our church,
特别座拿掉。
Then you need to remove this seat.
拐杖丢掉。
You must throw away your staff.
白袍丢掉。
You must toss away your long rope.
跟大家坐在一起。
Then you must sit among the regular believers.
他真的很谦卑啊。
And he was indeed very humble.
第二个礼拜来真的就这样，特别座都没有了。
The second week he came, he took away the seat and he was just like any believer.
后来他洗礼。
And then so he received baptism.
但是他那个教会啊，有一批人就开始看轻他。
But then in that church, there's a group of people that begin to despise him.
有点逼迫他。
And persecuted him.
甚至把他打到他手都受伤。
Even struck him until he had bruises in his hand.
他作为一个教会的领导者。
He was a leader of the church before.
但是为着得到真理,
but in order to receive the truth,
他把我拿掉,
he removed himself.
这真的是很伟大。
This is a very admirable man.
所以这里说, 在我的手中要合一。
And so here it says, in my hand they will become one.
不是在人的手中。
Not in the hands of man.
好，那怎么在神的手中合一？
So how is it possible to be one in the hand of God?
我们看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章是主耶稣分离以前的祷告。
John, chapter 17 is a prayer of God.那 Jesus
在分别以前的祷告，
分别，
对他，他要去给人钉十字架，跟门
徒。Before he departed to be crucified.
哦，然后他挂虑有几件事情。
And so he was concerned about a few things.
其中有一个很挂虑的就是到合一问题。
And one most thing that bothered Jesus was about the issue of unity among his followers.
所以在约翰福音十七章，我们看二十三节。
And so chapter 17 of John, verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我的里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
哦，所以我们仔细看啊，他们就是指这些门徒。
Them is referred to the disciples.
要完完全全的合一。
And they will be perfect in one.
那秘诀在哪里？
And what is the secret behind this?
我要在他们里面。
I will be in them.
哦。你就天上的神在主耶稣里面，这个没有问题。
And you, which is the heavenly God in Jesus Christ, which is of no issue.
所以我们今天呢，这个整个教会，我们要合一的关键就是主耶稣要在我们里面。
And so today, the main ingredient for our church to become one is that Lord Jesus must be abiding with us.
所以犹大国、以色列国现在已经不分了，主耶稣在我们里面都合一了。
And so when there is no difference between the kingdom of Israel, kingdom of Judah, because Lord Jesus is among them, and so they will be one.
那什么叫做主耶稣在我们里面？
So what does it mean to say Lord Jesus Christ is among us?
主耶稣就是道成肉身。
Lord Jesus came in as Word in flesh.
所以这个主耶稣在我们里面就是神的道运行在我们当中。
And so Jesus in us means that the Word of God is moving and active within us.
所以当我们在道理上合一的时候，我们已经往整个教会合一的第一步。
And so when we are all one in the Word of God, then it is our first step in the church becoming one.
所以这个叫做主在我们里面。
And this is what it means that Lord Jesus is in us.
他的道在我们里面。
His Word is in us.
这个非常的重要。
And this is very important.
因为主耶稣说，我所说的话。
Because Jesus says what I say.
你将来要成为审判你们的一个根据。
Will be a standard in which at the time of judgment.
我来不是要审判，我来是要拯救。
I come not to judge, but I come to save.
所以这个神的话，一方面它是一条得救的道路。
And so, in one aspect, the word of God provides a way of salvation.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the truth, the way, and the life.
主耶稣怎么成为我们的道路？
How did Jesus become a way for us?
就是他所讲的道。
And that is the word in which he speaks to us.
但是这个道反过来，末日的时候要成为我们的审判。
But then his word at the same time, at the time of judgment, at the time of the end days, will become a judgment.
所以这个已过以色列国跟犹大国要合一，以现在来讲，整个神的选民要合一，就是要在神的道里面。
And so for the kingdom of Israel and Judah, for them to become one, that is to say that they need to be in, one in Christ.
第二个，在神的灵里面。
And the second is to be one in the Spirit of God.
当我们都被圣灵充满。
When we are all filled with the Holy Spirit.
忽然间我们就感觉到我们原来是合一的。
And then you will realize that we are initially all in one.
是同一点，所以圣经才讲说三千个人同心合一。
And that's why the Bible describes these 3,000 believers, they are working as one.
怎么有可能？有时候一个家五个人都没有办法同心呢？
How is it possible? Because today we look at even five individuals in the family, sometimes very without unity.
这个五个人是有血亲、有姻亲的关系。
And these five people, let's just say that in one family of the same blood and relatives,
都没有办法合一了。
They cannot be united themselves.
那三千个人可以合一。
Then how is it possible that 3,000 people, different people can become one?
关键在哪里？
What is the trick?
他们都被圣灵充满。
It's because they have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵在我们当中运行的时候，
So when the Spirit of God is moving among us,
我们的心跟着神的灵走，
And then our hearts will follow after God.
被圣灵感动就合一了。
Then we will be moved by the Holy Spirit and we will naturally become one.
因为圣灵很有力量。
Because there is great power in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动我们，我们大家心就合一了。
When the Holy Spirit moves us, we will all become melted into one.
这个叫做主在我们当中。
And this is what it means that God will be among us.
第三个,
the third,
合一就是要神的爱在我们里面。
To be united is that we must have the love of God within us.
人多, 这个是很有趣的。
It's very fun to have many people gathered together as a group.
你可以看到不同的个性, 不同的文化。
You will see different cultures and different characteristics.
但是反过来讲, 人多, 个性不一样。
But even though this diversity may be fun, but they will have also bring about many disagreements and different opinions.
这个是最难的地方, 个性不一样。
This is the most difficult because everyone is different.
但是我们知道,
But we know,
主耶稣不管是犹太人, 是希腊人,
Whether Lord Jesus be a Jewish or be a Greek,
不论是做主人的做奴隶的,
or he a master or a slave,
不论是男的女的,
nor a man or a female,
主耶稣都接纳他们。
But Lord Jesus accept them all.
这个就是神爱的特别。
And this is what is so special about the love of God.
没有条件接纳他所爱的。
Without any requirements, he accepts all.
今天人的爱是有选择性的。
So today, the love of human beings have has options.
当开始有选择性的时候，我们教会就会变成一个小团体，一个大教会变成几个小团体。
When we have choices, then this one big church will be divided into smaller groups.
但是当我们被神的爱充满，
But when we are filled with the love of God,
我们就可以接纳神所接纳的人。
Then we will be able to receive those whom God receives.
因为我们的爱是神的爱在我们里面。
Because the love that we have in us is not of our own, but it is the love of God.
这样就不分种族跟文化。
Then there would be no diversity or any cultural differences.
也没有社会阶级的问题。
There will be no standard, different social standards or classes.
圣经才说，在我的手里面，你们要合一。
So the Bible says that they will become one in my hand.
在主耶稣里面，
in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在要合成一体。
That we will become one body.
这是神的国要实现的一个很重要的一步。
This is the very important step in the revelation of the kingdom of God.
37章，
Let's turn back to Ezekiel 37. 24
节，
verse 24，
一直到28节，
to verse 28.
这个24节到28节就是神要跟他的选民立永远的约。
24 to verse 8, it tells us that God will establish this everlasting covenant with his people.
我们来看26节。
Let's look into verse 26.
我要与他们立平安的约，做永约。我要将他们安置在本地，使他们人数增加，又在他们中设立我的圣所，直到永远。27节。
27.
我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们神，他们要做我的子民。28节。
28.
我的圣所在以色列人中间，直到永远，又外邦人就知道我是叫以色列成圣的神。这一段圣经啊，是一个预言。
Here in this passage, it is a prophecy.
他说，神要做我们的神。
That God will be our God.
我们要做他的子民。
And that we will be His people.
至高的神。
The Almighty God.
住在众人所靠不能靠近的光里面。
He who dwells among the lights in which no one can draw close to.
那个荣耀的神。
That glorious God
是千万的天使在服侍的神
served by thousands and thousands of mighty angels
他要做我们的神
He will become our God
卑微的我们
The humble and the lowly human beings
以赛亚书说我们连微尘空气中的一个灰尘都比不上
Prophet Isaiah described we as merely not even comparable to a speck of dust
我们看到灰尘吗没有
Can you see a dust? We can't
没有灰尘吗一定有
If there is there no dust, but there is dust.
为什么你看不到?
But why is it that you cannot see?
太小了。
Because it is so small.
在神的眼中，我们像微尘都不及。
And so in the eyes of God, we are not even to the speck of a dust.
但是一个微不足道的人，竟然神要接受他做子民。
And so we who are without any value, we can become the chosen people of God.
一个犯罪的人竟然能够被圣洁的神接受做子民。
We who are full of sin, we can call upon this holy and pure God.
我们跟神是不是对等的。
We are not equal to God. But God is willing to accept us into His fold. And it is all due to His mercy and His love. And so He will make this covenant with us. When is it that God has made this covenant with us? It is the time in which we received baptism. It is then that we made this marital covenant with God. And so when does this begin? When Lord Jesus Christ comes. That the wedding banquet will begin. And so God will make this covenant with us that He will be in our midst. How do we know? He said, I will set my sanctuary. What is his sanctuary? His sanctuary is the church. And so that's why in the book of Ephesians it says the church is the body of Christ. Lord Jesus Christ now dwells in the heavens. But his body is on this earth. And his body is the church. And so the church is the place in which dwell by the multitude of people. Dwell by the mightiness of God. That the heavenly God dwell among his church. And so, God will dwell with us means that God will dwell in the church. This is the kingdom of God. And so, when we receive baptism, we enter into the kingdom of God. We enter into a covenant with God. Until everlasting.
什么叫做永远?
What does it mean, everlasting?
没有时间的限制.
That is, it is not constrained by time.
就是从地上到天上.
From earth until the heavens.
从今生到永恒.
From this life until eternity.
所以这个约比地上的婚约更可贵.
And so this covenant is even more important than the worldly marital covenant.
婚姻几十年就结束了.
Marriage only dwells for a few decades.
但是我们跟神立的约是永远的.
But this covenant we establish ourselves with God is forever. Until the time in which we return back to the kingdom of God and be next to God. That we will be with God forever. So God really loves us. As long as we enter ourselves into the spiritual, then you will feel more about the love of God. When you go into the spiritual realm and see, then we will be drawn into the love of God. Because His love is too great and too attractive. Let's sing hymn. 429. Glory, hallelujah.
with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, our God is marching on.
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告啊，结束我们晚上的聚会。
Now we would like to kneel down and pray and conclude our Friday night service.
啊，然后神训班接下去有他们自己的活动。
And NYTS will continue with their service and activities.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.